Oh, you're serious? You lost weight? There's no way. There's no fucking way that you lost weight. You're as fat as ever. Oh, man. You know what I think? I think you become so fat and dumb that you forgot how to read the scale. Or maybe your belly was in the way. Can you even see down there anymore? No, okay. Let's go to the scale. Let me see. Oh, you're right. The number is smaller. And that's not the only thing that's smaller down here. I'm just fucking with you. Don't get mad. Don't get mad. Listen, you should be using those emotions to celebrate the fact that you still got a way to go, and you're not one of those big dumb fatties that can't even read numbers, but don't worry, we'll fix that with a few sessions of hypnosis. Okay, so here's what I think is happening to your body, right? I think you spend so much time sitting on your fat ass and eating and just talking to other gainers and encouragers that your body is doing away with all that useless muscle and replacing it with that lovely, lovely fat. That's what I think is happening. No, I'm serious. Like, if you spend all of your time just sitting at the keyboard or on your phone or, you know, just sitting around eating all the time, watching porn, then you know that your muscle is just going to shrink, right? Like, you know that because you're not using your muscles, your body is going to spend all of that energy on storing energy in the form of fat. That's how it works. Well, like, you could also consider it this way, right? You're getting to the point where your body is becoming so efficient that it can store more food and more flab on your body and make you more beautiful. And think of it this way, too. Now, when you go to the doctor, they'll look at your weight and they'll just see just a healthy individual. You know, I think it's good that you lost weight then, especially because you got fatter. Or maybe it's not something that drastic. After all, like, losing like that much weight in a given amount of time, like a day, it could just be water weight. And don't you worry, we can replace all of that weight with food. And hell, since you're so worried about losing weight, let's replace it with some gainer shakes and some really, really, really heavy cream. And back in college, like, they used to sell heavy cream back in the student store because of all the athletes there, right? If they want to make their weight class, they have to chug down a heavy cream or, you know, just try to maintain the weight through food, but that's a lot of food, whereas just like one single carton of heavy cream is enough to do the job, right? And that's for an athlete. Imagine if you replaced all of that water weight with heavy cream. You ever think of that? That way, you know, you'll balloon up in no time, and pretty soon you'll be complaining about how much weight you're gaining, right? This is nothing. It's just a little setback. And I know, like, you did very good at reporting weight loss to me, but I think you're at a point where I just want you to be a dumb fatty. You know, don't worry about your weight. Don't worry about anything. Don't worry about thinking. Just, you know, just sit down and eat and be chill and don't worry about your appearance. That's what I really want, okay? I just want you to be just a carefree fat guy. You shouldn't be counting calories, not worrying about how much protein you're getting, worry about what's going into your body. I don't want any of that. I want you to just, you know, just be a body, just be a fat body, right? Because if you just want to be a lard lump, like, lard lumps don't fucking think about gaining weight or losing weight. They don't think about any of that. You know, so it's just like, I just need you to chill out. Don't worry about all the weight that you've lost. Just worry about getting food inside your fat little face. After all, like, worrying about your weight, that's my job now as your encourager. That's my job as somebody who's looking out for your well-being. Because, like, if you're gaining too much weight or if you're losing some weight, you know, that's something I should keep track of, right? Because that's not something you should worry about. Because if you worry, you're creating stress in your body, and stress means you're going to ruin your appetite. All you need to be worried about is just stepping on the scale, writing down that number, and we'll just plot your little weight gain, okay? Because, like, if you start to divot, just think about, you know, where that number will be in a few months, right? You may be at a low point right now, but it's like the stock market, right? If you're a gainer, if you want to put on weight, you know, it'll go up eventually. You just have to believe, okay? So get yourself something to eat. Make sure it's a lot. Make sure it's a big plate. Nothing dainty, no. Because if you want to be big and fat, you need to eat big and fat.